This episode of the DubDub Review is sponsored by the Theme Park Brothers. You haven't heard us mention the Theme Park Brothers for a little while. They moved back to Florida just recently, and their channel is better than ever. Would you like to see some construction updates from Coronado Springs or the Caribbean Beach Resort? Do you want to see what the new DVC Riviera looks like? Would you like to see the Christmas tree trail at Disney Springs or the amazing decorations at Disney Springs? Check out the Theme Park Brothers YouTube channel, and you'll find all this and more. Again, Theme Park Brothers on YouTube.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the DubDub Review Podcast. I am your long-lost host, coming back from my tour of the islands and the rivers of someplace. I don't know.
Chris,
hang on.
Who is this guy?
First off, hang on.
Wait a minute.
I'm wondering whether we should even allow this, or we should just go and cut this and start off again. Stacey, let's put a quick one out there. Like, hello, welcome to the WDW. What is out. This?
Come on. Like, you come back.
It'd be the first time I get cut. Whatever.
You go away for months. You sit on your butt. You go to the parks. You get annual passes. You come back, and you're leading the show. All right, what is this?
That's fine. I'll let you guys go. All right. Talk to you later.
Well, hang on. You got to give input. Chris. You've got to give input to this show first, because now you're in. So you got to give input, Peter.
You hurt his feelings.
Oh, I did not hurt his feelings. He can take
see
it.
See how I'm playing both sides? Stacy,
he's living 3 minutes from the park in 80-degree weather today. He deserves a little beating right now.
25 minutes from the park.
All right. It's good to have you back, big guy.
It's good to be back.
All right.
I would like to apologize for my extended absence, but things were kind of crazy for a while, getting everything situated and settled, and life is becoming normal again. So,
and our intention was to not pressure you at all, because we knew that was coming, you know?
Yeah. Right. No, I appreciate that, guys. It really... But I miss talking to you guys. I miss talking to everybody else, so...
We missed you a ton.
Yeah,
and I did wear my dub shirt in the parks a couple of times.
Did the masses stop?
No one knew you.
Nobody even turned their head.
Aw,
I got more comments on the fact that I had a button that said I'm celebrating moving to the Magic, and people were like, "Moving to them? What's that?" I'm like, "I just moved here." Oh, congratulations.
And what is that weird shirt you're wearing?
Yeah. What is that?
Never mind. All right. Well, hey, let me ask you some questions
Okay.
All right. So I'm actually looking at you. I'm looking out your sliding glass window right now, and I'm looking into the Magic right now, kind of, in a way. So
wait, is there a party tonight?
I know. That's kind of weird.
Right?
If there's a party tonight, that means the fireworks are going to go off in like 15, 20 minutes.
Pete, you used to be one of us. Now you're not one of us. Now you're down there. All right. I just want you to know. All right.
No, this is still this is party tough tonight. So.
All right.
Ooh, but you know what? Kingdom's open till 11.
No, you already missed it. It's almost 10
I know
o'clock.
That.
Peter, tell me what is the coolest thing?
The fireworks don't start for another 15 minutes.
Okay. We might actually hear them then. That's cool.
Yeah, you could.
What is the coolest thing that you found out from being this close? What did you really? I guess, what is the thing that you really discovered that you thought, oh, this is awesome?
That's awesome?
Yeah, that you didn't expect.
You know, it's one of those things, like, just being able to go whenever I feel like. Like, I could have gone tonight, but we decided, we said we were recording, so I didn't.
Sorry,
Pete. What a jerk.
Not really. Jeez. Couldn't have done this yesterday when they closed at 9 o'clock. Whatever. Right.
Good God, that imagine.
Yeah, we're really gonna have to like schedule these around party dates.
This is terrible.
The park closes at 6. Pizza available to record.
You've lost today. Half the audience. Half the audience right now is like, we don't want to even see him anymore.
This guy. But you know, it's just having that feeling of knowing the parks literally are less than 30 minutes away by car. And it doesn't matter if they're open for 2 hours or 10 hours still. I can, if I really wanted to go, I can.
I always...
One thing that I've learned that surprised the heck out of me is that 25 minutes away, there are still a ton of tourists in my area, believe it or not. Like when I go to the grocery store, I hear a lot of British accents and, you know, Eastern Seaboard accents and, you know, different areas of the country and the world even. And I'm seeing people with, you know, first visit buttons on in the middle of Walmart.
Well, Walmart's handing those out now too, just so you know, Pete. Walmart's giving out first visit buttons now too, though. So
yeah, but this one's got like Mickey and stuff on it,
and it's spelled correctly. It's spelled right. All right.
Welcome to Walmart. It's my first time.
Yeah, here's a button. All right. Well, okay, so I tell you what, this is going to lead right into our show, because our show is about, give me something specific that you're thankful for at the Walt Disney World Resort. But before we actually get into that, give me something you're thankful for now being a Florida resident, not Walt Disney World related. What are you thankful for?
My mom's already come to visit me.
That's cool. That's cool.
That's probably one of the coolest things that's happened since I got down here.
Yeah. Was she excited when she got down there? Was she, I mean, not besides happy to see you, obviously, you and Missy, but like, I mean, is she giving any thought about Florida or?
No.
Okay.
No. She came down, she was excited. She wanted to like, first day, she wanted to go shopping and like find stuff for our place.
Oh, that's the best. Moms are the best.
So yeah, I missed her quite a bit, and she is actually currently down by her sister's in another area of Florida for a couple of days, and then she'll be coming back up here early next week, and then she goes home on Wednesday, so I'll get to see her for a couple more days before she goes home.
Cool.
Love it.
Really cool. Well, you want to get into the show, guys? We put out this topic because we want to do something seasonal. It was a Thanksgiving special. But, you know, everybody seems to do the same show. What are you thankful for? I'm thankful for these great resorts, and I'm thankful for these attractions. But we wanted something specific. What is the small detail? What is something really tiny that you're thankful for? What makes the Walt Disney World vacation different? You know, and that's what we're looking for. So we got some really good answers, some really good experience for people. You want to just go in order here, guys? We'll tackle them. Let's start with the question that Stacy posted with a really awesome Thanksgiving picture that I've actually saved and is my desktop saver right now, just so you know, on my iPad. The Mickey Mouse with the Thanksgiving feast.
So no copyright infringement there by stealing that and making it your wallpaper, right?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. They don't even recognize their logo, Pete. Are you kidding me? Like, they're coming after me. All right. So
it's like the creepy old Mickey.
It is.
Park head. It's kind of weird.
All right. So we're going to put you on, since you're leading off, we're going to put you on number one on the Dubs page. You got it, big guy?
Yep. Am I reading the original post, or am I just going to be reading... I'm out of practice. What do you want me to do here, folks? Was told there'd be no math. What is this?
And you have to do it in your original American accent. You can't bring in Milos to do any of these accents, okay? Because that confuses people.
It's not nice. Why you do this?
You're going to have to read Jay Scott Rooms, and I apologize, Jay, if I've mispronounced
it. Ream.
I'm glad
yes, it's actually that first. Jay is one of my husband Scott's BFFs from elementary school.
Nice. Well, you know what? Let's read his comments, and we'll skip the comments back after the initial comment, all right?
Okay. You still didn't answer my question, man. Come on.
Just start with Jay. Start with Jay.
Okay, so we're not reading the original post. That was what I asked. That's all I asked. Holy cow.
He's out of practice, that's for sure. All right.
You guys just aren't used to having me around, I think, is the problem. You're just off doing your own thing.
See, Stacy and Chris, we've been running like exactly. Mad, right?
Stacy and Chris show.
Stacy and Chris. Right,
we would have been done with the show by now.
If used to like record with us every once in a while.
Pete, we got matching sweaters. We walk around town. Got a new theme song. Just saying.
I'm sure they look cute, but you know that fringe is a little feminine for you, buddy.
I can pull it off.
Just saying.
I can pull it off.
Especially across the bus line like that. It's not a great look.
I was not a fan of the fringe, but he really wanted it.
I wanted it.
You know what? That does not even remotely surprise me.
It's the chest hair that makes it look awkward, but okay.
Especially since I know what he was trying to find at the outlet mall when he was down here helping me move.
Yep. All right. You ready to get going here? Are we right, thankful enough already? Dang it. Here we go.
So, Stacey, we said it's Reem?
Reem, yep.
Jay Scott Reem. Okay. Jay, thank you for having someone on the show that knows how to pronounce your last name. They'll tell me. Jay said, I'm thankful for the tram at the end of the Disneyland visit. My feet are killing me. Quote, driver, your turn is clear. Beep, beep. He's got a nice little picture of the Disneyland tram, which is slightly different than the ones we're used to at Disney World. Said he's also thankful for all the gluten-free food that Disney is bringing into the parks, and that his oldest has an allergy and now she has options too.
And
it's nice.
We're going to hear a few more times about how the different options in food has improved, which is awesome.
Yeah, I'm a little slightly off topic, but yet not. I had gone over to Character Warehouse with our friend Florence when she was down here, and I picked up some very, very inexpensive Shanghai Disney opening day pins. And there was a little girl that was in line with her dad for Big Thunder. And I ended up just giving her a pin and one for her little sister. And I got to talking to her father, and he said, you know, she's got some really, really severe peanut allergies. And they come down to Disney every Halloween because they know it's a safe place for her to trick or treat and to get to be a kid. So I thought that was very
cool. That's really cool.
Really cool. All right, so Vicky Marie, who hails from the United Kingdom, says, I'm not American, so I hope I can take part.
Thankful. Next.
Moving on.
Sorry, Vicky.
I'm thankful. Vicky, I apologize. Pete, this is his first time back.
See what happens? I've been bottled up too long. I got a lot of stuff to get out.
She is thankful for all the friends I've made through Disney, the number of people I've interacted with, met, and become friends with, through the online Disney community, truly is something to be thankful for.
Except for that guy, Pete.
She didn't actually state that, but okay, that was understood.
All right. And our good friend Amy Vanswell said, it would seem like a little thing to anyone who doesn't know our story, but there's a story. Both of my boys have Tourette's. You wouldn't know it most of the time. One year when we were down for Star Wars weekends, Caden was filled with excitement that was just brimming over. As a result, his tics were happening a lot and quite noticeable. My child doesn't like the normal big Star Wars character. His favorite was, and is to this day, Mace Windu. He had lined up to watch the parade, and a kind person had led Caden up to the front to see the parade better. All the famous celebrities were going by, and we see Mace Windu coming. He's walking along completely out of the blue, comes over to Caden, grabs his hand, and says, "May the Force be with you." Now, Caden is shocked about that and melts. This would be enough, right? Oh, no. Later on, we find ourselves in a character meet and greet line. Not knowing who it was, Tim peeked and said it was Mace Windu. We got up to the front, and the CM asked who we were waiting to see. We told her Mace, and she said that she had been about to switch him out for Anakin. Caden begged her to ask him if he could stay for one more, and she did. He agreed. When Caden came around the corner, Mace Windu looked right at him and said, "I remember you." Caden was in complete shock again. I honestly don't remember what the two of them talked about. I just remembered watching them, Caden ticking and Mace Windu not even seeming to notice. He gave him such special attention. So that little thing, that's why I'm grateful for Disney. They fed my child's soul with that little bit of love and attention. To this day, I tear up about it. And that gave me chills the entire time I just read
that. Yeah, dang. That's a mic wonderful drop. That's a wonderful that was a good story. One. That's a wonderful story, Amy. You are up.
And now I have to try
follow
to
up that one, Pete. Yes.
Okay. So, Carolyn Long, Caroline. I'm going with Caroline. Caroline Long. I'm sorry you have to try to follow that, but here we go. I am so thankful that the cast members are so well trained. They have a standard that is far superior to most companies, and they train all cast members to meet or exceed that standard. It makes a huge impact on guests.
Yeah, that actually follows up very nicely with Amy's.
You agreed, and she is 100% correct. That's, I think, what a lot of these come down to is the impact of the cast members have on people, you know, and how much they really care. So, great point. Tim Van Swole, I second Vicky Marie's sentiments about the friends I've made through Disney. I'm also thankful for the truly magical moments that just sparked the kid in me and make me feel watched over. I will always be grateful for the moment that my family was invited to join Br'er Rabbit and Br'er Bear in the Frontierland Hoedown. It was my first trip since my dad passed away, and I've always been an association of my gentle giant of a dad with Br'er Bear. I had just been commenting to my wife about how no character meeting would be more meaningful than to meet Br'er Bear, and all of a sudden he appeared as if out of nowhere. The cast members allowed us to get a quick picture and then led us to a spot where I got to dance hand-in-hand with Br'er Bear. It was magic.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, those kind of little magical moments are great. And then Tony Passero says, I'm thankful to reside right next to property, which allows me to pop over and meet up with friends, old and new visiting. And I'm really thankful for the handshakes, kisses, and hugs with said friends as we depart after sharing time together, catching up, making memories, and having laughs. And we've all three of us have had a chance to just sat with Tony Passero. Mm-hmm. He's really awesome, and he always makes time for people when they're down there. So yeah, that it doesn't shock me that he said that.
Well, he came to Chris and mine's rescue.
Yes, he did.
We were dying unloading that trailer, and Tony came right at the perfect time to give us that little boost we needed to finish. So
true.
Yep.
Sarah Maroney says that I'm thankful for the diversity of cast members. Disney has so many wonderful things, but I love that my kiddo has talked to people of all different backgrounds to learn about their culture. She said, I'm also thankful for little things like hidden Mickeys and long lines, welcome home at DVC resorts, family pictures being so easy when we never think to take them at home, cast members that quote-unquote get kids, especially characters that coax an interaction out of the shy ones, Dole Whips, good call on you, and the number of rides without big height requirements and the people mover on a nice night.
That's a great list.
A good one. Yes.
Jesus,
especially that Dole Whip thing.
Yeah.
Jesus Crespo, who we had on, and Stacy, what park did he go to that was utterly amazing? Do you remember the trip?
Tokyo Disney, yeah. Yes.
He had a great trip report. If you're looking for a really cool trip report that you haven't heard before, go back. Last year, it was around January, early February, we had Jesus and his wife on, Rachel, and they talked about their experience in Tokyo Disneyland. It was amazing. I'm thankful that me and Rachel Crespo will always associate Disney parks with our honeymoon. Tokyo Disney Resort was my first Disney park ever, and in January, we will be going to Walt Disney World in Orlando as a one-year anniversary trip, also my first time.
Nice.
All right, and Natalie Sawyer said, I'm so thankful for how well Disney handles guests and families with special needs. As a travel agent, it makes me feel great knowing that I'm sending my clients with different abilities to Disney, knowing they will be taken care of. As a mom of a special needs kiddo, I love that we're super comfortable wherever we travel. That's so important, because mm-hmm. for so many of these families, they know Disney, and they know that their kids are going to be comfortable there, and if they're not comfortable, then there's options for them of what they can do, or there's, you know, 50 other kids who are reacting the same way mm-hmm. as their own children. Mm-hmm. So it's great.
Monica Rodriguez Pinto said that she is thankful for all the wonder and joy she sees on her daughter's face when they're there, and for all the wonderful memories they've made. It's kind of hard to beat that.
You got it. And, you know, Monica Pinto also is the host of a podcast, and it is the Mouse in Our House podcast. And Monica, I knew back from her Resort Loop days, but she was on the blog team as I was. But she's got her own podcast, and she puts it on with her husband, Manny. So if you've not checked them out, definitely check them out. Monica's a good person, and she's got a good family-oriented show over there.
Oh, good tip.
Tyler Lee, I love that my family can enter another world that allows us to be together and forget about the stress of the real world and what it brings. I love my Disney bubble.
Disney bubbles are the best bubbles. Beth Brooks says, I'm thankful for all the cast members who make WDW magical, especially for those who work the holidays.
Oh, that's a great one. Especially, you know what, and she loves, you know, on her YouTube channel and for a part of the streaming, the magic that she does, the Citizens of Hollywood, she loves doing over on Hollywood Studios. So she has a good appreciation for the cast members, and she's there 3 times a week. That's a great point, because I work the holidays. Pete, you work the holidays. Stacy, you work the holidays over at your place. And it doesn't sound like a big thing, but, you know, when your family's, you know, celebrating for 4th of July or 3rd of July or whatever the case may be, even Thanksgiving, and you're
that
working.
That cast member you just bought your turkey leg from, they're not with their family or their friends celebrating.
Correct. Great point, Beth. That's a really good point. I love that one.
All right. So, Chad, I'm going to try this. Chad Etiker, I'm hoping I said that right, Chad, said that he's thankful for the family time. Said he drives 19 hours from Iowa almost always. 18, 15, and 10-year-old boys have us doing in all different kinds of directions, but not the week we're in Disney. We're always together, just good quality family time.
Chad, the Nymans and the Maloks feel your pain, and we could appreciate and sympathize with that too.
How did they make that drive in 19 hours? What are they driving?
Well, we did it in what? We did it in about 23 pulling a brick, but we could do it in about 20?
19 from Iowa?
Well, maybe Chad's got a lead foot.
He must.
He must have a lead foot. All right.
Yeah, four-door Corvette or a four-door Ferrari or something.
Angie Weaver West, I am thankful to just be a kid again and enjoy time with my family. I've been working very hard for a really long time on staying a kid. Great.
Good.
Us too. We're trying our best. We're trying our best.
James Jimmy Price says, I'm thankful for the escape.
AJP!
You know, the feeling you're in another world, even on another planet, away from all the troubles you, except ADRs, fast passes, long queues, annoying guests, overpriced merchandise and food, family members who don't understand the concept of having to be somewhere at a certain time, monorail doors falling off, cheap toilet paper. Such a magical place.
Except for those things.
Except for those things.
It's great. So our buddy Jesse Fouts, he says that I'm thankful for a place that allows me to believe in dreams and connect to Walt Disney. It's such a place of pure optimism.
Yes.
So true, Jesse. We're going to go to...
Yeah, we'll skip that next one.
Skip the next guy. Okay.
Aggravates me sometimes.
And he never shuts up. We're going to go.
No kidding.
Kristen Waldbeezer, I'm thankful for allergy-friendly meals. It can be so hard to eat out with a gluten sensitivity, but I know when I go to Disney, I'm going to have something delicious. Such a little thing, but makes a world of difference. And I agree, being in a very similar boat, not gluten-free, but to make sure that there's always something really good, I appreciate the heck out of that. Good point, Kristen. By the way, Stacy, Kristen's new book, did you buy it? Did you get it?
I did.
Okay.
So good.
So good is right. Pete, Kristen's got a new book. You know, she initially teamed up with Patrick for Stories for the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And they put out these reimagined stories behind the themes of the Magic Kingdom. Yeah. And that's really good. And then she came out with a children's book. Stacy, you got it in front of you?
I don't.
I saw the post for it.
Yes. So... I don't want to give away. I want you to buy the book. It's on Amazon, okay? But I don't want to go and give it away. But essentially, the princess...
Butler did it.
No, it's the butler. And it wasn't Colonel Mustard. The princess is in a wheelchair. And it's all about empowerment and whatnot. So it's really good. One of the characters in the first story is a character named Miss Beatrice. So, of course, when I'm reading it to Beatrice, you know, who's going to be, She's all over it. It actually is. It's the story of Princess Audrey. The princess name is Audrey, and she's in a wheelchair, but it's all about like empowerment, and you can do it. So I highly recommend.
So, and I have like a side story with that. So Princess Audrey, so Sarah Maroney, who we heard from a little bit ago on this podcast, her daughter's name is Audrey. And then Britta loves Audrey because she sees all of Sarah's videos of Audrey. And then, of course, she loves Beatrice, being Chris's daughter. So as we're reading, she's like hearing Princess Audrey and then she hears Miss Beatrice.
Yeah, she just thinks it's all of her friends that are in this book.
What? And then so when she got to the Miss Beatrice part, she was like upset that it was not Britta. So she made me, instead of saying Miss Beatrice, I had to say Miss Britta every time they said Beatrice's name.
The character's name's X'd out the book and Britta's written.
I know. She was mad. And I was like, okay, I think she meant Britta. So we're going to go with that. You know, because coddling my daughter, that's just the best thing to do, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
It's always good. Yeah, just give her what she wants.
I get it.
that won't produce a spoiled child.
Not
at all.
Especially for the fourth one, you know, everything's mm-hmm. gonna be just fine. All right, so Katie Swanson said that she's thankful. She said, I'm thankful we as a family have a place to go that allows us all to enjoy our time together. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
So my childhood neighbor, actually, Mary Ellen Woods, said that I'm thankful for being able to spend quality time with my family. I'm also thankful for being able to see my sister's kids, currently at 12, 11, 8, and 5, expressions as they experience Disney for the first time. Even if it isn't the first time, as they get older, they realize or find something new. They all know Snow White is my favorite princess, so whenever we're there and they see something Snow White, they will tell my mom or sister that they have to buy it for me, since she's my favorite and they do not sell a lot of Snow White stuff.
And she had a killer Snow White Halloween costume.
Yeah, she does.
I mean, she pulled it off really good.
She's been working on that for a long time.
I can imagine. B. Thaxton, I'm thankful for the family time and the memories. I'll never forget the first time my daughter saw the pink birthday castle. Oh, interesting. Also for the wonderful job I have because of Disney and the great people I have helped become part of our Disney family. So, B, I got a question. So, the first time she saw the pink birthday castle, is she just a fan of pink or the big birthday cake? Or because that wasn't as popular as that statement would let it to be believed.
Yeah, no, it was definitely not a popular thing.
What was, you know, I actually think it's really cute, and it actually resembles kind of like Vanellope's, you know, from Wreck-It Ralph, you know, and whatnot. But what was it about that? You have to direct message me. I'm curious. I know you'll listen. So you're up, Stace.
All right. Yep. Rick Forbes says, seeing my family and people I love experience the magic. It's always great watching things through other people's eyes.
Katrina Lee, whose husband we heard from earlier, said, being with my family and watching their joy.
Nice. Except Tyler, when he votes you on the zombie show to stay with the kids, and he gets to stay. Yeah, we haven't forgotten that one yet, Tyler, just so you know.
No, I don't think that we'll ever forget that.
He adjusted his stance on that.
Yeah, quickly.
Yep.
I don't know about quickly, but he adjusted his stance on that.
All right, so Kiki Saurus, okay, love Rar. All.
Yeah, that's not her real last
Rar,
name.
Rar Dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what it is, so I'm going with it. Love all the accommodations Disney offers my son that has autism. Love all the acceptance we feel when we go there and the love we can take back home with us. Thankful that I have a new BF that loves Disney as much as I do. Of course, I love all the memories I have with our son, but planning a trip with him and our kids is just the best. He also went out of his way to get me a cute mini Santa hat and stocking to hang at his house, since it's the first year I won't be with my son on Christmas Day. Honestly, I just love how so many of us can come together because of our shared memories and love for Disney. So that's got to be something. So I don't know nothing of having a child with autism, and the challenge that must be to try and plan a trip to Disney or even navigate Disney with an autistic child. But I could imagine Disney's pretty accommodating, but even still, the challenge for that, you know, I would hit love to this, you know, 100 times if I could. So, mm-hmm. So that's an awesome challenge, but it's even more awesome that you feel that way after the trip too.
Yes.
All right. So Peter, give me something specific and a tiny something that makes Disney special to you. What are you most thankful for?
Disney's always just held happy memories for me from a kid to now.
Mm-hmm.
And just having the opportunity to go back and, you know, not relive those memories per se, but to experience that place that holds them for me. Well, is something very special to me.
It is kind of reliving, though, isn't it? Like, you remember going on Pirates the first time, you remember the smell, you remember these things, and it does allow you to relive it over and over again in just a different stage of your life, but you're still reliving it back when you were 7 years old and 5 years old, you know?
Yeah.
Really cool. Stace, give me something small. What are you most thankful for?
All right, well, I have kind of like a memory that's similar to Amy Van Swell's, and that is how it relates to how awesome the cast members are and what they do to go above and beyond what they need to do. But the year after Griffin had open heart surgery when he was 4 years old, we weren't planning on going to Disney. We were planning on going someplace else, but things changed and we decided to do a Disney trip. We went that summer and we were at guest services at Epcot just taking care of something, and I decided to get him a celebration button that said, "I'm celebrating life." And the cast member said, "Well, we'll explain what that means." And we told her about Griffin's open heart surgery and how he did a great job and he was such a trooper during the whole thing. And she left and told us to wait outside. And she came back with a Pluto stuffed animal and just like showered him with love and attention. And it was just the best. It was the best moment. I mean, it was just really touching how they could have just given us a button and they didn't. They gave him just so much joy, and it was, the other kids were, you know, just watching this all happen, and it was just a really special moment. But also, just to be very sappy, I am thankful that Disney has given me this podcast as a huge part of my life, and just all the people that I've met through the podcast and just the strengthened friendships with Pete and Chris. It's just been one of the best things in my life. And without Disney, I wouldn't have this, you know, awesome endeavor that I get to go through.
Stacey,
follow that up, Chris.
You know, we still can't pay you, right?
This is our last show, just so you know, Stacey. We're...
Okay, well, I'll be starting a new podcast. If you'd like to join me, let me know.
The Stacey Nyman Show.
Well, with co-hosts Chris Malik and Pete Bonaroa.
Yeah, you guys made it really hard on me. I was looking for something tangible and specific, and you got off these awesome stories, and I don't got that, man. So, yeah,
Chris is going to say gingerbread cookies.
You know, I'm like thankful for chocolate. Like, yeah, really. Like free soap in the shampoo bottles. Come on. This is terrible. All right, so here's what my initial thought was, and this is the truth. This is why that place is special. It is the memories, and it is remembering when, you know, I drove down with my parents and taking my twins for the first time and buying DVC and staying in the resort the first time. But, you know, when I go there, the reason why I continue to go there is, yes, the cast members are awesome. But it's the way that the detail is applied and the care they put into the maintenance of the properties and how the landscaping is not, I don't want to say perfect, but it's close to perfect. And you don't get that on another vacation or another place. You don't get that detail. And you don't feel like they want you. That's the wrong word. Like you're not important to them. You always feel that way down there. When you mm-hmm. walk in, if it's welcome home, when you're in your room, it's the little things. You know, when you come back, it's the specialized theme lights and the manicured path back to your room. It's always... I don't want to say it's perfect. It's not perfect, but it's really close to it for vacation. And that's kind of the small detail. That's really what I'm thankful for, is that feeling when I'm there that it's going to be really good and it's going to be maintained really well. And I know that everyone's going to have a good time because of that. And I, you know, that's kind of a small tangible thing. Yeah, you know, cast members, they are awesome. I'm not giving any slight to them. But I appreciate just how accountable and how you know attention to detail they have for their parks and the resorts. So now,
yeah, that's a good one.
That being said, Pete, she's right. This is sappy, and she's right though. For everybody that's in Edcot and has liked our page and has downloaded us once, twice, 151 times, we appreciate the heck out of you guys, and we are thankful. Because honestly, if we didn't have them to listen, we wouldn't have a show. So
we sincerely appreciate you not going to see a therapist and getting treatment for your mental disability, which forces you to have to continually download
and your bad taste and your bad taste in podcasts. So until you figure out there are much better Disney podcasts, we are thankful for you. So, but no, for creating a community and a group. So our little Edcot group, it's by design. We don't send out invites. You have to find us. And the only way you find us is if you kind of listen to the show. And it's true, though. We are all part of how many Disney groups? Pete, what, 15, 20, right? At least?
Yeah. More than I want.
And there's news stories. And it's all important. But it's different. Edcot's different. It's like the goofiest questions. What's your weird food combination? 85 comments. Right?
Yeah, yes. By the way.
Family, you know.
Really?
But listen, that's the point of it. It isn't just your standard Disney group, and you aren't just like standard Disney friends. Heck, Stacy, on December 16th, I'm going to have a bunch of people come over to my house. I don't know who even half of them are. You are all welcome at my house, guaranteed. And I'm going to make sure you all leave there fat. And that's going to be my promise. So,
it's one quick thing, Tamara. I'm sorry. I didn't get your stuff mailed to you yet. It's on its way. I promise. I'm shipping it tomorrow.
Tamara, everything I said, Pete just ruined it. He's not so close, right, Pete? Oh gosh. Anyways, we're gonna bring this to a close. So, for everyone listening, part of our Edcot group, for anyone who's ever downloaded a show, if you're listening now, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for allowing us to do this. So for my buddy Peter, for my buddy Stacy, I'd like to thank you and have a great day.
See you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Does this thing still work? Hello? Hello.
The microphone works, just the words that come out of it are a little more awkward now.
Thing's been sitting so long, maybe it's not working anymore. Hello?